never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Thursday, April 11th. It's 2019. And on a daily basis, we are here to talk about you, everything that affects you, emanating from there to here, and all points in between. We will do markets. Everything that affects the markets. We'll talk DC, the economy, Venezuela, Israel. Interesting. Venezuela, Israel. What's the difference? Uber, Lyft, and whatever else. Hope you're having a good day. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button. Go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles we post, charts of the day, news of the day. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button, press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you. And convictionleaders.com, our email service, 1 month free, 1 month free, 1 month free, right there at GaryK.com. Let's see, more importantly, before we even get going, first round Masters is underway. Some guy with the last, oh man, there's like six guys at minus three. Tiger Woods is tied for the lead at minus three. He's on 15. John Rahm, Gary Woodland, Adam Scott, the guy named Harding, and Patton Kizzire, all at three under. Looks like not giving up a lot of ground today. Ricky Fowler, one under. Where's Rory? Come on, Rory, you got to do better than this. I don't even see Rory in here. Let's see, plus one, no, no. Plus two, no. I don't even see Rory on here. This is not good news, unless I missed his name. Oh, well. And that's your little scores of the day. He's got to be here. Oh, he's one over Rory McIlroy. So, Augusta not giving up a lot today. Good, like to see that. Ladies and gentlemen, on purpose, I started Venezuela, Israel. Venezuela, Israel. How is Venezuela, a country that has, I don't know if you've read, I think they're like number one or number two in how much oil is in the ground? How can that country turn to crap while Israel, and by the way, Venezuela is in South America, a lot of commerce in South America. Israel is on a sliver of land against the sea with Jordan to the right, Syria to the northeast, Egypt to the south, or something like that. How is it one is just in a death roll? Millions of people running away, heading into other countries, people dying of starvation and bad health, shortages up the wazoo, inflation like a zillion percent, while Israel kicking butt. Very good economy. Companies flock there. while all companies have left Venezuela. What's the difference? Interesting, huh? You would think these morons in Venezuela would learn a lesson from Israel. Oh, and it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. Capitalism. Israel has a social safety net. Absolutely they do. But it's capitalism. Set up a business, build a business, hire a lot of people, make a lot of money, keep growing and growing and growing with no encumbrances. While Venezuela, you're dead. State took over the oil companies, took over business after business after business. From people who did not know how to run those businesses. All under the guise of, well, we're going to take care of everybody. We're going to take care of you. Don't worry. Everything's going to be A-okay. And look what's happened. Look what's happened. I was just in Israel. Hustling and bustling. From the markets, like the Carmel Market in Tel Aviv, to Old Jerusalem, with the markets, where, by the way, the Muslims and the Christians and the Jews and every race, creed, color, religion, denomination, you name it, work together, live together, play together. To the Golan Heights, Haifa, everywhere. Now, I will say this. You know where they have real socialism? In the kibbutz. I went to one which was gargantuan. But even they learned capitalism. Or they couldn't survive. So they went into business. Farming. Dairy. All kinds of stuff. There's just nothing better than the people. Creating. Working hard. As I've said to you, I've never been more optimistic about us, the people. The problem is I've never been more pessimistic about them, the government here. As it grows bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And I don't know where it ends. The last year of Bill Clinton's presidency, our federal government spent $1.8 trillion. This year is 4.4. And it never goes down. It always grows. And nobody does anything about it. The last people I had hoped for lied and screwed us. And now we have trillion-dollar deficits as far as the eyes can see. And I don't know where it ends. So we'll keep doing our thing. Our great companies will create new technologies, new medicines. So many great inventions. And they will continue to provide headwinds out of Washington, D.C. with the size of their government and how much more they want to do going forward. You know what's being proposed now. From the left, a 90% tax, a 70% tax, a wealth tax, a VAT tax, a carbon tax, an avoidance tax. You want to leave? You want to leave out of the country to avoid the taxes? They're going to tax you on your way out. Higher estate tax, higher corporate tax, higher capital gains tax, higher payroll tax with no cap, and my new favorite from Ron Wyden of Oregon, my new favorite, a tax on investments in your account that have not been sold. That's going to be an accounting nightmare. And you know, the preamble to the Constitution is we the people. I don't remember it saying we the people's taxes. I don't remember it saying we the government. So I continue to worry about them. I continue to be a pessimist on them. I continue to be a gargantuan optimist on us. Just remember, Venezuela, Israel. Up next on The Edge. News of the day, market wrap, movers of the day, all that stuff today. I thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. By the way, before I do the market wrap, did you read this story about how Amazon has thousands of people listening to us on Alexa? Isn't it interesting how we keep finding out little more tidbits from these companies, whether it be Facebook or now Amazon, about how intrusive they are? Now they're telling us, oh, they don't have access to who we are and our accounts. Oh, we're doing it for you to benefit because it helps us with voice technology. Bullcrap. It's all about money. It's all about advertising. It's all about getting you. Getting you and getting you and getting you. Not getting you, getting you. They want you in the web. How do they get you in the web? More and more and more knowledge of you. Simple as that. That's the story. Amazon will not pay any price for this. They say they're not doing anything wrong, but it's typical of these companies. You know, I'm a big believer in let be. I'm a big believer in less regulations. But I am a big believer in regulations that work and matter. It is my belief that these people, these companies, have gone overboard in who they say they were, what they were, and what they were going to do when it comes to us and our privacy. It's almost insane what they're able to get away with. As I have told you, I have a Facebook page. I go on it once or twice a week just to look it over, and I'm gone. I use Twitter. Leave no doubt. I was bought for a present, Alexa. I don't think it's been on for a year. And I wonder if at a given point in time that these people are going to jump the shark. You know what that means, right? Where they go too far. They think their you-know-what doesn't you-know-what, doesn't stink. So we'll just keep doing and doing until something gives. Anyway, so we always had this question about Amazon. Now we know. Yay. The market wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. And how do I put this? Another one of these days, The Dow was down. I gotta get the number right before I even give it to you. How do I put it best? The Dow just rallies up like 50 points at the close. You know, rallied up 70 points from 330. It was one of those. Could have been worse. Dow down 15 on the day. S&P was flat. NASDAQ down 17. NASDAQ 100 down 17, but it really was not bad. The SOX was only down 1. Transport's up a juicy 88. Advanced declines 19-18. New York 14-17 on the NASDAQ. But what's interesting is what happened today besides. And by the way, we were down 30 at one time on the NASDAQ, 80 on the Dow. Palo Alto Networks up 3. VMware 3. ServiceNow 2. Okta 2. Shopify 4. GoDaddy 3. Remember we told you about all these growth names that got hit hard down to the moving averages and they bounced yesterday? Well, those names were up. A few were down. But you know what they're doing right now? They're back in these ranges as we head into earnings, which start Friday with a couple of financials. That may be good news going forward. And they continue to not able to sell off the market just yet. Maybe another day. And by the way, the Dow was down only 14 with the United Health down 11 in the Dow, which I get is about 70 Dow points, give or take a couple. The managed care stocks remain in this brutal bear market, and I'm still trying to figure out why the managed care / HMO stocks are getting killed. I don't know. Anyway, so that story. In the Dow today, Boeing up 5. Was up 5, then it was down, then it rallied at the end of the day. I didn't see any other news today on Boeing. Caterpillar up a stick, Home Depot up 2, 3M, United Tech, Walmart each up a buck. That was the Dow. But overall, not bad. And a good comeback at the close. Could have been worse. And my growth screen, 7 out of 10 green. Semiconductors only down 1, bunch of red, but not bad red. And Tesla down another 7. Boy, oh boy. They are lucky the markets had a good quarter, because I got news for you. If we go through a bad quarter, I think Tesla's under 200. You can't keep telling people A and come out with B. And that's what Tesla continues to do. And they're going to end up paying the piper one day. Right now, they're paying the piper in stock price. High was 390. It's 268 right now. Something weird's going on, if you ask me. And as I tell you, and I'm very tolerant, I just don't trust what comes out of their mouths right now. At all. At all. Also, late breaking news, Herman Cain, which was going to be nominated for the Fed, a bunch of Republicans came out and said no way, so I think he's toast. I don't know about Steve Moore just yet. And I think this has to do with Herman Cain had some women issues many years back. But also the rubber stamp by the president, they don't like that. Up next on The Edge, more on this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. So let me tell you what's happening with Lyft. It bounced today. It was up 89 cents to 61.01. Remember, the IPO was 72. They opened the stock at $87.80, I think it was. So you can call it a disaster, especially for a name, especially it was J.P. Morgan. And just remember, when they bring it public, the job of the underwriters to stabilize it. And they got it wrong. But here's the interesting thing that's happened, just so you know how life works. These companies get incubated. They get these different rounds of funding as they grow. And the rounds of funding are at ever-increasing prices. You start out with the first guy who gets it real cheap, and he gets a 20% or 10%, whatever it may be. And over, you know, whatever period of 2, 3, 4 years or whatever it is, the company keeps growing, the company keeps doing well, supposedly, even though these companies are losing money, to the point where you get close to where they're going to do an IPO, where the valuations come in, and then they got to price it. And what's happened recently that does not look to be quite normal, and I'm not saying it's bearish, I'm saying it's bearish for the companies. The last couple of rounds of funding before they went public, there are expectations of making some pretty darn good cheese. I have some friends who got funding of around the funding of Uber. And they told me they got it at $50. And I'm thinking, geez, they're going to make some coin. Well done. One of my buddies got $250,000 at $50. And I didn't know how many shares they were putting out there. I didn't know exactly what they were going to do. But I'm thinking, 50, man, seems light. Well, because of Lyft, Uber had to lower their number. And you ready for this? Preliminary, the initial IPO price they're looking at now, 48 to 55. I can guarantee you this was not what my friends expected. Now, who knows, they can open at 70. But if Lyft keeps doing this, that ain't happening. Pinterest is coming public. I think in the next week. You ready for this? It's coming public below the last funding price. People who bought into Pinterest in the pre, on the last round, are going to be down about 10% on their money at IPO. And unfortunately, and listen up, there are a ton of these IPOs in pipeline, all losing a boatload of money. All of them. And if they're doing this to Lyft, I do not hold out a lot of hope for the rest. Uber, Pinterest, and whoever else. So good luck. And yes, I'm surprised. If somebody would have offered me $50 on Uber, I'm pretty sure I'd take it. Next, China. If you have a chance, front cover the business section of the New York Times. The title, The Sound of Pins Dropping, a high-rise financial district billed as China's Manhattan has everything but business and people. The local government in Tianjin, China, borrowed heavily to build its Yuzhou Financial District from scratch, but the breakneck growth central to China's economic model has not materialized, leaving 4/5 of the office space empty. Go read that article. And that's a problem. Because I've said for years, and when I went to China, what was it, 2 years ago? We traveled a lot of highways. I'm pretty sure I saw about 10 ghost cities in just the small sampling of my driving. And I'm not talking about, oh, we passed by, oh, look, there's four buildings. They actually built cities that are just dead empty. And you do know when they built those cities, that was added to their GDP. But no ROI off of that. On top of that, China's debt laden. They're kind of going backwards on the capitalism front. Though they still, you know, I wonder. I still remember when Japan, what was it, the 80s? Was buying up everything in sight. I think they bought up Pebble Beach here in the United States, bought up a bunch of golf courses. They were going to be the end-all, be-all, and then they went to hell. Debt, deficits, demographics, the three Ds. And the Japan's stock market is what? Still 50% below 30 years ago? 25 years ago? I got to go look. You know what I'm... Whether it's 20 or 30, what's the difference? The Nikkei, I'm pretty sure, was in the 30s. And may have been in the 40s. It's 21,000. I think it may have hit the 40s. I'll have to check. So anyway, these are the things I am going to be watching very closely as we move forward, because we are doing the same things here that they did over there, and that is debt, deficits, and gargantuan government spending. And you just have to wonder, when will that day come? And you don't have to wonder why these central banks continue to stay with just ridiculous easy money. Leave no doubt, there is a rhyme and a reason for that. We can never ever roll it. Look how we went to 2.5% Fed funds and the market dropped 25%. And remember, I'm no Cassandra, but I'm a realist. Lastly in this segment, may I say, go watch Jeopardy tonight. They got this guy on. He's won 5 days in a row. He had the biggest game ever yesterday, or the day before, 110,000. Yesterday, 160. He's a gambler, so he'll go... If he has 25,000, he'll go all in on Double Jeopardy when he hits it. And he just killed everybody. And he knows everything. I watch Jeopardy every night just to gain knowledge like crazy, but this is ridiculous. He knows everything. He's a human Google. He's a sports gambler, by the way. He's a football gambler, and supposedly he says he's successful. I've never met successful gamblers, ever. Ever. Poker, yes, because you're playing against other people. But gambling, where you pay a VIG on your football loss or casino games, man, oh man, oh man. Man, oh man. I've read about a lot of losses. Go read up about the athletes and gambling. You'll get a good understanding. Up next, more online markets. Thanks for being here. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaugh.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Again, when all was said and done on the indices, Dow down 14, was down 80, S&P flat, NASDAQ 17, NASDAQ 117 to the downside. Transports are up 89 now. Industrials had a good day today. Noticing Ingersoll Rand up 2, Illinois Tool Works up 2, what else did I got? United Tech up 1, 3M up 1.5. And get you wondering, the industrials. Cummins Inc. up 2. Martin Marietta Materials up 2. Yeah, we'll see what that means. I'm open to anything. Ooh, Ricky Fowler minus 2. I have him in my pool. Up Tiger Woods bogey, he's minus 2. And by the way, we're pre-taping this in the 4 o'clock hour. I need McIlroy to do better, though. I have McIlroy and Fowler in my pool this week. I've had a very bad year in my golf fantasy league after coming in, I think, second last year out of like 70 people. Very bad year for Gary. For me, the most important part of the day is all these growth names are now setting up in 8 to 12 week ranges, held the support levels, moving up just into the range. A couple of names have moved out. CDW, there's a symbol that moved out. And we'll see if these things decide to bust out of here. On top of that, other things of import. Not getting big sell days. Day like today, where market was down 80 and NASDAQ was down 30-something around 3 o'clock. Down 14, down 16. Interest rates, 2.5% on the 10-year. Which is quite amazing. 30-year, less than 3%. And Trump's worried about interest rates. Give me 2.5%, 10-year, I'll be a happy guy. Let me tell you something else that's doing. There are two stocks, ADP and Paychex. New highs. Job market. More people in the workforce, the more business they do. My company uses Paychex, pay them too much every month. So that's working. Don't know what kind of great growth there is, though. Home Depot and Lowe's, those are acting much better now. They had been dead money for a while. Lowe's has done a big V-shaped move up. It's all about the easy money and the interest rates doing the trick. Housing's acting better, but still no oomph. You know what I mean by oomph? Gold and silver, not so good. In fact, gold is starting to look sickly. And if the GLD breaks below, let's call it about 120.80, That'd be real negative. Silver, acting like the south end of a northbound jackass. Completely stay away from Silver. I don't know what's at work there. I'm just letting you know that's bear market action. And it's interesting, I keep getting cold called on a lot of gold and silver from people. I had a guy call me yesterday on these gold coins. And I said, why wouldn't I just buy gold? Oh, but the coins. Oh, yeah, but the coins, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Buy gold coins. Retail, acting decently. Nothing spectacular. But not hurting the market. And really, there's a few negative places. I mentioned to you the managed care stocks are getting destroyed. But after that, not a lot of bear markets right now. And until that dynamic changes, it doesn't. Aren't I a wordsmith? Pinterest, I believe, is coming public tomorrow. I have no clue. All I know is they lose a lot of money. And the semiconductors. Go look where they're sitting. In spite of my fundamental friends. Go look at the socks and look how up it is in the trees. In spite of my friends. When they hit their lows, they said they were going 20% lower, my buddies. They turn and are back at the highs. I wouldn't have believed it. Their numbers are bad. A lot of their numbers are down year over year, sales and earnings. So the market's seeing something. Lastly, marijuana stocks are getting crushed. Just keep avoiding them. Once they broke the 50-day, it was party. And remember we told you about valuations. You can't have $20 million in sales and a $6 billion market cap and think everything's going to work out well. And so it isn't. Have a great evening. Drive carefully when you get home. Do like we do. Simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Night, night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kultbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kultbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.